Episode 392, November 12th, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you punk?
The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Alright, now having been back from Vegas for an entire week, I'm feeling officially recharged. I'm ready. Ready for the holidays.
I find that during this time of year, when it's dark, when I wake up, like I was really good. I worked out every morning during the, I guess, since January.
It's impressive.
Now I can't get out of bed because it's so dark out.
I'm not going to, for someone that's worked out that often, the difference is not very noticeable.
The difference is nothing. Well, you know, I think I told you this. I tried hypnotism.
What do you mean? Hypnotize you to do what? Eat better or work out?
Didn't we talk about this on the show?
Robbie?
Me being hypnotized?
Did we?
No.
We didn't?
No.
Hey.
Wait a minute. We did not talk about me being hypnotized on this show.
I don't think so.
We'll give more details.
All right. I know what to remember.
Does the chat, they would know more than we
yeah,
would.
Yeah, chat, answer if I already have, and I'm going to tell the story, what I believe to be the story again. But, okay. So, what I basically lack is the willpower to stop eating shit. That's what I lack. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do is I'll go to a hypnotist and see if I can't get it, you know, put in my subconscious. Now, the truth is that hypnotism, like they can't turn you into a chicken and shit like that, but they can certainly.
Did you Google hypnotism or did you have somebody you was recommended?
No, I Googled hypnotist and I found one on my way home. I can't believe I didn't tell the story.
I can't believe you did this.
I think you told it on 98 Rock, Joe.
I did. I thought everybody knew this. Anyway, so I go there and. Hold on. Joe says hypnotist. What is it? Hypnotist. Sorry about that, Pete Leonard. It's not the real Pete Leonard in chat.
Greatest softball player of all time.
Did I mention him last week? Is that why that name's in chat?
Mentioned a guy you played softball with a week or so ago.
Yeah. He's the greatest softball player in history, but doesn't matter. So I go, and the guy's like, hey, you know, sit down. By the way, they ask you all about anything about you that might compromise what they're trying to do.
Right.
So you got to pull all the skeletons out of your closet and let them know, you know what I mean, everything that you've done.
Why? Why do you have to do that for to be hypnotized?
I guess it...
Hypnotized.
I guess they don't want to yank anything out of you that you don't want to reveal. You know what I mean? I don't know. So I was very
candid. This is all food related.
It's also, the guy's a big fat guy. The guy hypnotizing me. Now, he didn't say he was trying to not eat. But anyway, so I get there and he's like, all right. I need you to relax. I'm like, all right, I'm relaxed. He goes, all right, now I want you to be 5 times more relaxed.
Okay.
And I'm going, how the fuck do you do that? So I'm like.
5 times
So now
more.
I try to be like, all right, let me try to. So he's like, breathe in, breathe out. I want you 5 times more relaxed. I'm like, so imagine yourself right now trying to be like, see how you relax. Try to make yourself 5 times more relaxed right now. Try to do it. Okay. Then he goes, all right, now take another deep breath. I want you to be 3 times more relaxed.
Shut up.
I swear to God, it's real. And I'm like,
now 27 times more
I'm
relaxed.
Like, all right, but then, you know me, I start getting distracted by how fucking stupid that
you're
is.
You're doing the math.
But it doesn't matter. So I'm like, I'm relaxed. So I'm bought in, right?
Is there music playing?
No.
Are you on a couch?
But it
nice
looks
chair?
Like I'm in a very comfortable chair with like an ottoman at the end. So
okay.
Now, by the way, but I'm also 49, so laying in the same position for an hour, I start to get uncomfortable.
Okay.
We get there. We'll get there. So Now he's like, okay, imagine yourself doing this to that. And he keeps putting me in these. He goes, okay, now I want you to go into this room, the most comfortable room you can be in. Like, I don't. Okay. This room with the couch. And he goes, are you there? I go, yeah. He goes, okay, now sit beside yourself. I'm like, okay, here I am. He goes, all right, now talk to yourself, right? So he's like, now on the wall, there's a lever. So, by the way, in the room that he kept adding things to, it didn't work.
It didn't work with your style.
Not
your floor
as this,
plan.
Right, not my floor plan. Didn't matter. I'm adding shit. I'm doing all this stuff. But honestly, it's distracting me from kind of losing myself in this thing, right? Then he said, now, he was asking me questions. He's like, all right, now is such and such happening? And I go, yes. So I'd say it like I was hypnotized. But meanwhile, I could have just said yes, right? But I wanted to respect the process. So he's asking me questions, you know. All right, now, do you see the couch? Yes. Okay, now, can you go sit on that couch? Yes. And then he asked me a question. He goes, all right, now, I want you to go over to this. And I want you to this. And I didn't understand it. But I'm hypnotized, which I'm really not.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't understand. So I said it in the hypnotized voice, right? So anyway, so I get through it. But also, near the end, I start getting uncomfortable, which is making it difficult for me to kind of buy into what he's doing. But I want to buy
you mean
in.
Physically uncomfortable?
Yes, because.
Or emotionally?
No, physically.
Mentally.
No, okay. Mentally, I'm fine, right? But physically, I'm uncomfortable because I've been sitting in the same. Imagine sitting. You can adjust yourself right now in this chair.
Right.
I can't. Because
why aren't
you
allowed
me,
to adjust yourself?
Because then you're not hypnotized. He's going to know that I'm, you know. So anyway, so eventually I get myself comfortable or whatever. So it's the end. He's done hypnotizing.
Well, how does he bring food in?
Oh, he says, okay, now, maybe next time when you want to eat some of that whatever, maybe you won't. You'll push it away. Smaller sample sizes. The new you doesn't eat carbs. Whatever the fuck he's.
Right.
It doesn't matter. He's getting me to eat less and whatever. By the way, people who haven't seen me are going to think I'm a big fat turd. I'm a regular-sized person,
right.
But if you see me naked, it's disgusting, and I'd like to be on my honeymoon without tits. That's the point. Doesn't matter.
Good luck.
So, I know. So then... It's the end. He goes, all right, well, now we discussed, I guess, signing up for two more sessions. And I was like.
Is he selling you while you're.
We'll get. This okay. is the end of it. I go, can we see if this works before? He's like, well, we can, but you're going to know you're not bought in. You're going to know it's optional. You're
wow,
going to understand.
What a scam this is.
And I said,
like.
I swear, I go, is this like a timeshare? I said this to him. He goes, no, no, you don't have to do it. I go, all right, you know what? All right, fine. I'll sign up for two more sessions. Okay. So I sign up. Now, by the way, I want to
hold
tell
on.
You.
Can we guess how much all this costs?
Should I say it on the air?
Yes.
So, why not? All right, well, let's guess first.
Yes.
Three sessions total. I think it's $75 a session.
I say it's $100 a
session.
It's
$100 a session. $299
okay.
is what he charged me.
Wow.
So anyway, so now here I
are
am.
Are you five times more broke?
So I go, all right, sure, I'll whatever. Well, then I go to sign up, and he pulls up his calendar. It's completely empty, right? What day is available? How about any day, right? Now, again, I'm trying to buy in, but every time I see, I'm a cynic, so every single time I see something, I'm like, oh, fuck. So I see that he's not busy at all, and that really makes me like, God.
You're a cynic, but you're also a pushover.
I'm not a pushover.
You spent $300.
But I want it. This is for me. I'm the one who's trying to believe in this,
okay.
right? So anyway. So then I look down and I see this. He has something that's called like, it says like Omni Hypnosis Academy. It's like a fucking diploma. I go, oh, is this where you went to school? He goes, no, actually, I run that school. I go, you do? Like, he's the dean? He's like, yes. He goes, let me tell you my story. Now, I don't want to get too personal, but because this isn't something I might want to share, but he had some catastrophic event that happened to a child of his early on in life. Mm-hmm. The child got over whatever this event was, but the wife couldn't. She couldn't get past it. And every year at that time, she'd slip into this depression.
Wow.
So she went to this great psychic or hypnotic guru, mm-hmm. whatever his name was, John Franklin or whatever the fuck his name was. So he sees his wife improving. He sees this working. So he's like, well, I want to see what this is about. So all of a sudden, he starts getting involved. And he goes, and I trained under this man, the great John Franklin.
This is a Stan Lee storyline.
I go, how long did you train for? Now, this was my mistake. Mm. This is where I fucked up. So I will reveal that what he said, I couldn't get past. And that's what ruined it. I went to one more session and he beat me out of the extra 100. I just gave it to him. I said, okay, I'm not coming back. But how long did he study under this hypnotist that was about his guru, his
2 weeks.
Robbie, would you like to make a guess? Know. Yeah, he knows. He listened to 90 Rock. Yeah, 1 week.
Grueling.
And as soon as he said 1 week, I couldn't get past it.
Well, what would you want him to say? You want him to say like years, right?
I want him to say I studied under him for 25 years. I'm still
studying.
Still
learning.
I'm still learning, yeah. But he never, once he said that.
It's like you get a black belt in 1 week. Okay.
Dude, yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. At that point, I couldn't. Now I'm on Weight Watchers. So now I'm on the point system.
Did you see any difference?
No.
Your next craving,
nope.
you just went right for it.
Correct. That's right.
All right. So that's $300 you spent for that.
That's right. $300 for two sessions and a guy who'd studied that for a week. By the way,
this is going to come up a lot in chat. This is going to be a recurring joke that is made at your expense.
I thought everybody knew this already because I told it. But the guy, I should have known, he's in a medical park, by the way, where our doctor, remember our doctor, Robbie, when we were kids, Dr. Shaw?
I do remember the name. I don't remember where.
You remember where the Friendlies is in Crofton? That medical park is where this guy is. That's where he is. And that's where I went, and it just wasn't.
I kind of feel like you're cheating on us and our listeners if you're giving 98 Rock these primo stories.
You know what? Maybe
is there anything else?
Weird because you said something last week about being afraid that I was going to say something in front of a new cast member, and I didn't know if it was on the air or off. So I just get lost.
It happens to me too.
And that just goes to show you that this is genuine.
Yeah.
There's no shtick. I literally try to expose all our warts.
Well, here's how you can make up for it, Joe. You got to tell us what you revealed to this guy.
What? No, I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with Eric Woodworth. No, I can't. I can't reveal that now.
How personal do you have to get? Can you just lie about what you're revealing?
I could, but I mean, I just showed Rob. Rob knows this, and so do you, Robbie. But it's not something that I would share on the air.
Okay.
But maybe on a bonus show.
Maybe. You revealed all your deepest, darkest secrets to this quack.
I'm sure he's not going to be talking about it to thousands of listeners. By the way, I told you his schedule is completely empty. He can tell nobody.
Can we get this guy to advertise on our show? We'll give
Promo code. We can't now. But of course, now, actually, he could tell those things about me. It's not like... Patient privilege. He's not a doctor. He's only studied for 1 week. What kind of doctorate could you get in 1 week? Nothing.
Did he take credit card or did you have to give him cash?
Credit card. But, hey, he also had like a hypnosis kit. Like there was like a god's eye up on the wall and a fucking, you know, crystals and shit. I mean, it was literally all.
Did he have those pink crystals?
Like your girlfriend has. Yeah.
I don't understand. We know Matt Davis from 98 Rock who does hypnotizes people. Why didn't you go to him?
Because I don't think that's what he does.
But he might know somebody.
Okay, yeah, all right. I'm not going to try it again. It didn't work. Although it didn't work because I was a cynic. Here's the deal: if that guy would have told me, if I would have looked at his calendar and it was full, and he would have told me he studied under that guy for 10 years, I'd have been fine.
Which would have been easy lies.
He could have easily lied. Yeah. God, I wish he didn't pull his calendar up in front of me. Look, that's the thing.
I've sent avails to like bookers, and I've like, now I'm a bit busy, but there's been lots of times where I've said that I wasn't available except for these weeks. But really, I could take almost any week.
But yeah,
just
so
look
you
like
know,
I'm in more demand.
Of course, yes, you have to do that. You can't look like you're not happening at all.
Well, sorry it didn't work out for you, Joe. Are you weighing yourself? Are you trending in the right direction?
It's weird. I haven't weighed myself. Now, I know from the loops on my belt, I'm up one belt loop.
Yeah.
But last week, like I'm on Weight Watchers where you get points.
So, I know how it works.
Yeah. So I'm doing really well there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Katie's pressuring us to get a suit fitted in the next month or something. But like we're not going to be at our weight that we want to be at for the wedding.
I need 2 months before I weigh.
We got to get into January, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to suck at Thanksgiving when I'm just eating turkey, no stuffing, No, we can't mashed potatoes. Right, no gravy. No bread. Yeah.
I just want to get another look at you.
What is that? Who's that?
A Star Is Born.
But that's not it. That's who's saying
that's
that?
That's Katie doing that.
Yes.
Katie's saying that? Katie and I saw three movies in 4 days from Thursday to Sunday.
The Ravens were off. You had a bye week, and I guess you just went crazy with movies.
I don't even know where to start.
You saw three movies. God.
In 4 days.
Well, were there even three you wanted to see? You just forced it.
Well, let me ask you a question, because everybody does something, mm-hmm. right? Like, for example, you went to watch the football games.
Yeah.
Right? And it's, you know what? This is going to sound bad, but the way that the Redskins played last week, I'm like, well, now I know they're a bad team. So I'm like, I'm not going to watch them. And if by chance I watch it and they win, that's great. Now, I looked at the box score. It didn't look like a game I would have enjoyed. It looked like, luckily, they got a bunch of turnovers because it looked like they just threw all over them. Is that correct? They had like 500 yards of offense.
Yeah, I mean.
There was one big turnover.
Yeah, it was a game. Well.
Well, that can't be one. They scored 3 points and got 500 yards.
Yeah, they had four turnovers.
But they didn't score on all those turnovers.
No, but it was a game.
Well, they prevented the other team from scoring. Sorry, guys.
It's the kind of game they had to play to win, so I was happy to see that kind of a game. They had so many injuries, it was you win ugly or you lose. There's no other alternative.
So real quick, we won't talk about football a whole lot. I know that they have a couple, like, sheriffs out for the year. That's not...
Yes.
Yeah. Do they have anybody who's going to get healthy? Like, Trent Williams has a thumb issue.
Trent Williams will get healthy, but their other backup tackle just went out for the year. Their starting guard went out for the year.
So they're in trouble.
Well, they should be getting Crowder, Chris Thompson, and Trent Williams back, or three other better offensive players.
That's true, but if they're missing three-fifths of their offensive line, that's going to be...
Well, they're missing two-fifths.
Still bad, right?
Yeah. No, it's...
They will struggle against better opponents.
Yeah, they're going to... It's going to be ugly, but this is two crazy stats. When was the last time the Redskins were in sole possession of first place in the NFC East this late in the year? What year? Week 10, I guess, whatever it is.
The fact that you're asking, I guess, what, 91?
91.
Mm-hmm.
Another crazy stat. 9 games this year, 0 lead changes. Not a single game where the lead changed hands.
Has that ever happened before?
It said it was the first time since, like, the 50s or something. Wow. That usually means you're really great or really bad. You're just dominating or you're just getting your ass kicked from the jump.
But they're just – it's weird the games that they lost. We won't do this for long, Robbie. I'm like, okay, who'd they lose to? The Saints? Okay. But then they got drilled by the Colts. They were never in the game.
No,
and
the
Atlanta,
Colts was close. So there was the fourth quarter was a 1-5-point game or something.
Was that the – I thought – because I watched it. I remember thinking, God, they're just – how are they just getting trounced by this team?
I mean, it was
and the Atlanta
game. They were trounced.
And the Saints is fine. They're probably one of the best two teams in the entire league probably, right? So I'm okay with that. But – I don't like getting the hell beaten out of us by the Colts and the Falcons.
It's a weird team to figure out. They're two games up on first place, and there's not really nothing that would make you think that. But, hey.
Which leads me to the Ravens, mm-hmm. team that I do pregame for. And they're bad.
It's funny because we have a murder mystery that we're doing, a Christmas theme one that we do at McGoobies every year. And we've been really fortunate the way that Christmas has come and the dates that have been... We've been able to get, like, Friday and Saturday nights because of the way the holiday, the days fell. And this year, I wanted Saturday night, but it's hard to get Saturday night because now Saturday is the 22nd, and so it's farther enough from Christmas so that he could just have a normal week of headliner Friday, Saturday. So, and then Sunday we were concerned because the Ravens play 4 o'clock against the Chargers, which is going to run into our show. So then I convince Andrew, give us Saturday. We'll do two shows. And he finally says yes. And then a week after that, the Ravens and the Chargers were still doing well, but the Ravens were a top 10 team. It looked like a great matchup. They moved it a day earlier from Sunday to Saturday night, right against our show. And then we said, all right, we can't compete against the Ravens for people and for advertising time on 98 Rock. And so we moved it back to Sunday, and ever since then, the Ravens have lost 3 in a row, another quarterback's out, and it looks like they're a shit team.
Well, what's interesting is I'm listening to 98 Rock this morning, and Paul Mittermeier, who is the, he's the sports, the I guess the backup sports guy, morning sports guy. Keith Mills being the institution, and then Paul Mittermeier fills in. And Paul Mittermeier is sitting there talking and saying, hey, last year the Ravens were 4-5, and then they reeled off 5 straight wins, and then they had an opportunity if they beat either the Steelers or the Bengals at home on both games that ended on basically one play, they had a chance to make the playoffs. And that's what he's using to say, hey, don't give up hope. This could happen. Well, yes, of course.
Of course. It's not mathematically
impossible.
They can
go 6-1, but they're not. I mean, it makes me nuts. It's like, really? So what am I, a bad fan? Because I know that a team that's 4-5 is not going to go 6-1
right.
against the Chargers in L.A., against Kansas City. I mean, it makes me nuts. And I'm talking to Katie, and she goes, well, yeah, but you can't say that. I go, why can't you say it? I can't say that this team that's 4-5, now with a quarterback who was only had 7 NFL game experience, that's his career, is now going to be the starter for this team, and they expect him to go 6-1 and make the playoffs? No, that's not a reasonable thing.
Clearly, if Lamar Jackson is starting, you're not going to go 6-1.
If Lamar Jackson is starting, you've punted on the season.
Yeah.
Which, you punt on the season now. You're not going to go 6-1.
Well, do you feel like there's pressure to spin it positively when you're on the radio?
No, I don't. Listen, when they lost to the Browns, the Ravens, I said, this is the game that is going to come back and haunt them if there is one. You can't give up 9 points in regulation and lose the game. You can't do it.
Right.
You can't do that. Not in the NFL. You can't. That's a game you must win, right? They had an opportunity at that point, because they'd already beaten the Steelers, right? Mm-hmm. And they lost to the Bengals. So now you're like, okay, they have an opportunity to win another division game. They'll probably win both games against the Browns, if that's the case. They'll split with the Bengals. They've already beaten the Steelers. You go 4-2 in the division. You're going to win the division. Blah, blah, but that now that you lost, that changes the whole dynamic. The next week they come back and they trounce the Titans. They had just an outstanding game. They won 21-0, but they really dominated that team. They only gave up 104 yards of offense.
Yeah, it was physically beat down.
And I'm like, all right, well, this is a real team, right? Then they just, I got to sneeze.
Then the Saints game with the missed extra point. And then it's been downhill ever since, right?
Yeah, they've lost 3 straight since then, right?
Yeah.
They haven't been in any of the games. And now you're like, okay, well, this team...
Are you going to be positive come pregame this Sunday?
Well, no.
Are you going to say all that, Joe?
No, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, look, we're rebuilding. They're rebuilding, right? They have injuries on the offensive line. There's nothing that you can do other than say, look, we got patchwork here. Okay, so what are you doing now? You trying to win 6-7 of the next 7 games? Like, what are you trying to do?
Robbie's so angry right now.
Sorry.
We've gone on way too long on football. Let's come back. We'll talk about... the movies you saw, the death of Stan Lee. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Rob and Joe Show will be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Schlegel, radio personality, comedian, actor, Tybo master, and home health care worker. I want to tell you about yet another hilarious live interactive whodunit from Die Laughing Productions called Smooth Criminal. In this one, I play Billy, manager of the world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute band, the Smooth Criminals. I'm in pursuit of a new lead singer, but my mission is derailed by a murder. Now, I must solve the crime myself in order to salvage the band, and you can help. Please join me and our cast of regulars to experience the laughter and insanity. Smooth Criminal, a murder mystery musical tribute.
Next performance, November 17th at Amp by Strathmore. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Dude, I'm a sneeze. Hold on.
You saw 3 movies. Let's go over them.
Sure. So on Thursday, I saw Boy Erased. Are you familiar with this movie?
I have seen the trailer. It's about they send the guy to the gay conversion camp. It looks to be a pretty well-done movie. He's got some good actors.
They send him to the gay conversion camp. Spoiler, doesn't work.
Right.
Still
it's based
gay.
On a true story, correct?
Yeah, it's based on a true story. It stars
pretty terrifying stuff.
Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. They are fucking excellent. Of course, this guy, what's his name? Lucas Hedges. Is that his name?
Is that the kid?
Yeah, he's in everything. He's literally in everything. He was in Manchester by the Sea, was nominated.
So he's great.
He's in mid-90s. He's in this movie. He's in that movie with Julia Roberts where he goes away and he comes back and he's all drugged out. Yeah, he's in everything. He's great.
He's the next superstar kind of
a... I think so, yeah. I think he's going to be... Well, I don't know how they found him so quick. He's been in four movies in 2 years, and they've all been... I don't know how that... I don't know how they do that.
Right.
Don't they have to build up to something like that?
I don't know.
So, anyway, that was the best of the three movies that I saw.
All right.
On Saturday night, I saw Can You Ever Forgive Me, which is this movie. Melissa McCarthy plays this author...
Oh, yeah, it looks interesting.
Who forges these letters from famous... Another true story. And the movie is fine. She's great. Mm-hmm. So that's really the takeaway.
And it's that dramatic role for her.
Yeah, and she's really good. I never was really just thrilled at what I was watching, but I saw her performance, and it was, you know, outstanding. And then I saw Bohemian Rhapsody on... Against my better judgment, by the way, on Sunday. And for two reasons. First of all, Sacha Baron Cohen was slated to do this movie, passed on it because of this script. Okay? Then, the guy who plays Freddie Mercury actually does a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks like him. His mannerisms are like him. The storyline is so fucking stupid. It's so fucking contrived and schmuck. God, it's so dumb. It's like... Every single song, every single thing that happened to him happened in this poetic way.
Right.
You know, it's like they show when they wrote Another One Bites the Dust. You know, everybody was against it. All of a sudden he plays the bass line. Now everybody's in love with it. The We Will Rock You. Nobody was bought in. And then next thing you know, they all get up and then everybody's in. It's
so
just,
it's too cliche to be real.
God, it's so cliche. It is so cliche. It's, I mean.
Because I see, it's getting. The reviews are mixed, but super positive audience feedback.
Because people are fucking sheep.
Yeah, I've seen like nine greats and like you and a couple other people say it was awful.
Oh, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really bad film. And I love the music of Queen. And so, and I watched Live Aid. I watched it at Tom Tyler's house. And I remember leaving there saying, well, Queen was the best.
Yeah.
Nobody was better than Queen. Like, right. I knew it. So what they show as the pinnacle, right? I saw that and I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. That was right. But then they just put all this storybook shit around it or whatever. And it's, you know, it's like if they played Queen music during Remember the Titans.
It's funny. That should be your tweet right there. That's good. I saw somebody post, yeah, my wife liked it. She's not even familiar with Freddie Mercury or Queen. I was like, well, who the fuck is your wife? Is she 9 years old? I
mean, or Gramps.
I mean, well, We Will Rock You. It's pretty, doesn't get you much more iconic than that in terms of a song that everybody knows.
So hold on. Landlord Katie is in chat.
She's not in chat.
Hold on a second. Joe makes me too mad I'm leaving. Bye all.
Who's that?
Katie got upset with Joe talking about how bad the Ravens are, and she left the chat.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Well, why don't you come in here and defend your team, Katie?
Katie, come here.
No more football talk. Come on.
Oh, but it's Katie and Joe fighting. That's always good.
She'll be in a second. Oh. What? Are you mad at me for shitting on the Ravens? Yeah. Here, get on the mic.
Uh-oh. Sure, Robbie doesn't want football talk, but I do like you two fighting. That's always good radio.
Did I say something that wasn't correct?
No, you contradicted yourself.
Hold on, I got to turn you
up. Hold on. You're saying he contradicted himself.
Yeah. So this morning, he's crapping all over how Paul Mittemeyer is... reacting to the Ravens, and he doesn't understand. Like, I would never go into Under Armour and write an email and say, man, this place has really gone downhill. Like, everything sucks. You are responsible for keeping hope alive amongst
the Ravens Nation.
No, you are. I mean, you can't go in there and be negative. You think that the 98 Rock producers are going to be okay with that?
I don't know. I'm going to tell the truth, though, I think.
No, you aren't, because you said that, and then you were like, yeah, you know, they're rebuilding. I mean, you're not going to go out there and say, they're done, it's over with.
No, I will.
Okay.
I don't think you will do that.
I don't either.
Because that seemed to be...
Thank you, Rob.
It's if they're 4-9 or something, and now that's when you start talking about that. I think it's still... If they come out of there... Are they... play a great game Sunday, the entire spectrum of the season changes.
If you're driving in to a Ravens game and you're listening to the pregame,
yeah,
and the guy on the radio is saying, there's no chance, nothing's going to happen. I'm serious. If you're doing that on the way to the Ravens game, you're gonna actually affect.
But okay. I don't really have an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Except for the very beginning, right? So right. The very beginning, I'll talk about, hey, this is going to be an uphill battle. It's unlikely that they're going to be able to go 6-1, which I will say. They have injuries on the offensive line. What do you guys want? What are you looking for? Do you want this team to start rebuilding for the future, or are you still all in on this year? I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah. Are you thinking we can get back in this race, or are you thinking to
that'll be
year?
My question of the week.
Great.
There you go.
But
Katie
anyway,
will turn the channel.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because as the only Ravens fan in the room,
she always does that. Like, I don't root for the Ravens.
She does.
That's true. I don't root for them like you do. But I think you think that I don't have perspective, but I think I have a much better perspective not being a fan than you do being a fan.
Okay.
I also think I have
I'm a pretty realistic fan, though. I'm not a homer.
No,
but
you're
every
right.
fan, to an extent, is you're fanatical. So it's hard to be super objective when you want your team to be.
No, all
so
I was
good.
Annoyed with you about is that you were criticizing Paul Mittermeier this morning for trying to put a positive spin on the season, and you're like, God, it drives me crazy that he does that. I'm like, but you would do the same thing.
We'll see what I do. I won't be so negative that, you know, people will be turning their radios off.
You'll
but
get calls from Katie. You should do some sort of dominatrix fantasy where
God,
you're
would.
Tying Joe up and he's giving Ravens thoughts and you're just smacking him with a whip or something.
She'd love that.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
All right. Well, anyway. Sorry I made you so upset about
that. So did you hate
the
Bohemian Rhapsody as well?
It was a trash movie.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Okay.
We were laughing a lot of the crap that we...
Every line... I mean, I swear, it was such a trash movie.
It was like a fucking Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Now, I will say the guy who played Freddie Mercury was very impressive.
Yeah, he looked a lot like
him. Sure. He sounded like... I mean, it was impressive, but the storyline was so color by numbers. It was like, you didn't learn a single thing. How cool would it have been? Because, you know, he's Pakistani. I didn't even know that. How cool would it have been if they just made a story about his life, like growing up and how, like how did he become an artist? You don't even learn that.
Here's the other thing. You don't.
So it wasn't like Ray at all.
Dude, you never see him learning to play an instrument.
Not once.
He just shows up and meets the band. The band conveniently, their lead singer quit. He walks up 30 seconds later and says, I'll be your singer. He sings one thing. They said, you're done. You're telling me Freddie Mercury never sang before. We don't see any of that.
How about this?
His family doesn't know he can sing?
Netflix series starring Sacha Baron Cohen as Freddie Mercury. You get a whole season of their rise. His rise.
As long as it's not written by the same turd that wrote this one, yeah.
I want to give Katie a shout out because last week in our Vegas recap, there was a particularly funny story that we forgot to tell. The three of us in Tawanda were in a Lyft, and our driver was named Glenn, which got Joe talking about Glenn Frey, the lead singer.
Yes, I said to him, my brother's favorite musician, and you share a name.
Right. So then that got Joe into telling the story about how Robbie doesn't like the Big Lebowski because he shits on the Eagles in the cab ride and gets kicked out. And then I said, you know what, Joe, you should tell your brother to take it easy. Which started about a 3-4 minute series of just puns.
Yes.
And then Joe started talking to this guy about he's married, and the conversation took a serious turn. The guy's like, yeah, my wife, I left her. She got real into drugs and alcohol, and it got real serious for a second. And Katie goes, I guess she was living life in the fast lane.
Yeah, I didn't realize
and
we
got
had
right
stopped.
Back to the jokes.
If that instead of the Big Lebowski hating the Eagles, if he would have loved the Eagles and everything else was the same, that'd be Robbie's favorite movie.
Yes.
That's not true.
Yes.
I mean, that is the most Joe Robinson thing I could have said. You rubbed off on me.
No, I was so proud of you, and it was the line of the whole car ride. And we had about 20 of those. I mean,
it was fun.
I think that guy loved us at the end, but we enjoyed that ride.
Yeah, it's a good
none
ride.
None of us were drunk or anything.
We forgot to tell Robbie that he was, thank God, Rob, that you hated the Big Lebowski. It definitely made that ride awesome.
Are you happy that Bohemian Rhapsody was back? Because you predicted that it was going to be awful, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm not happy that it's bad, but I didn't ever think that it was going to be good.
All right.
By the way, you know Mike Chamberlain has been emailing Robbie, trolling me about
it. Why don't you tell the audience about that?
He won't stop. So we read one where Mike Chamberlain said, oh, did Joe see... Oh, it was about Phantom Thread. That was the first thing. Mm-hmm. And basically, I liked it. I just said... That premise I saw done better, and I talked about the movie The Secretary, and he got upset about it. Now he keeps sending Robbie emails fucking trolling me about things that he thinks I might not like.
I like this.
So the last one he sent was about Black Klansman. By the way, our opinion is pretty much exactly the same. Is that correct, Robbie?
I think you guys are lined up on Black Klansman.
Yeah. And
you liked it?
No, I said that. This is what I said. I said... It was fine.
Yeah.
And it was a little agenda driven for me.
If it gets nominated, it's for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not. It's not by any stretch of the imagination one of the best movies of the year.
Absolutely not.
I never even heard of it.
It's a Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have heard of that. Okay.
It's the guy from Star Wars and, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the bad guy. And... Yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name. The Jewish guy. Who was in Girls?
Yeah.
But
Adam something.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's him.
Driver.
Is that
Thank
it?
You.
Yeah, that's Driver it. Guy. It's got an 83 Metascore on Metacritic net count.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's fine. I mean, I didn't hate it. I didn't. It's not one of the best movies.
I can name
year.
Five movies that are better than
yeah,
it.
Yeah, easily. We saw a couple movies that were better than that this weekend. Bohemian Rhapsody not being one of them. But the other thing is Mike started... trolling me about a movie. He goes, I'll bet he doesn't even like this movie, a movie I hadn't even seen.
You're in his head.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But I will say what I always do is I look to see what Mara thought.
And?
Well, actually, she gave Bohemian Rhapsody a very lukewarm pass, but she didn't love it.
So you'll accept that.
I mean, no, it's a shit movie. But, you know, I mean... I can't imagine you seeing that movie and go, God, what the fuck is this? It's one thing if it's like a fun little movie and everybody's kind of on board, but I think it was trying to take itself seriously.
Well,
I figured if I saw it,
even if the movie sucked, the music would be fun. They didn't even play a lot of songs.
Yeah, they didn't play You're My Best Friend. They reference it. They didn't play Under Pressure. They reference it. I mean, you know, they didn't play a lot of songs I wanted to hear.
I won't see it then. You sold me. Do you think... Robbie, is Mike Chamberlain, was he a big Stan Lee fan?
I'm not even sure Mike knows who Stan Lee is.
Oh, I bet he was not.
He's got to know. I mean, Stan Lee is one of the most, in terms of pop culture, his what he's given to pop culture. I mean, he's a legend.
I don't disagree
with
that.
These characters. I mean, by the way, I'm reading his Wikipedia. It mentions that he co-created with these other guys. These guys are never mentioned, these other guys.
I mean, he created basically...
Who's Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko? Do we know them?
Yes.
Okay, so we people do know them. I'm just
yeah, like it. Tommy knows them, Robbie yeah. knows them, but most people don't.
So we got Spider-Man, the Hulk, Doctor Strange. By the way, Stan Lee died, if you didn't know that. That's why we're talking about this. Fantastic Four, Daredevil, Black Panther, the X-Men, Ant-Man, Iron Man, Thor. Do you have a favorite of all these?
Did he create the Hulk? Yeah, that's every good superhero.
Except for Batman.
Yeah, but that's the DC universe.
Right, but I'm saying.
Yeah, in the Marvel universe, every person that they've made. He made probably all the Guardians of the Galaxy. Did he do them? Did he create them as well?
It doesn't say that.
How?
He didn't. He's not responsible for Baby Groot.
Everybody I care about, he created.
Did you read comic books as a kid?
You know what? I did for a small period of time. Here's what I remember. Robbie, you remember this? So my brother, who's a very good gift giver, I don't know if you know that. He pays attention and he's a good gift giver.
He's never given someone movie pass. He doesn't see movies.
No, it's true. So yeah, maybe that was a bad gift. I thought it was a good. I stand by it. It was good at the time.
Yes.
So Robbie, do you remember this? One time he got me a Hulk poster.
Nice.
But it was...
Of the TV show Hulk or the cartoon?
The cartoon.
Cartoon okay. Hulk.
But it was just as I was done. You know what I mean? I was probably like...
Just as you were done jerking off to
That's right, to She-Hulk. No. I wasn't into comic books anymore.
Okay.
And he got that. I was grateful, but I was... Now, if I had it now, I'd like it. If I had had it a year before he gave it to me, I would have liked it. But I was too old for it when he gave it to me. Do you remember that, Robbie? Do you remember giving me that?
I do vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
And I had a Hulk model.
Oh, that sounds like you, Robbie. I remember liking the TV show.
We liked the TV show also.
You know what's weird about the TV show is two things. I've said this before. The theme song was the only song ever used in the show. And when something...
No, there was disco music in the
show. Well,
hold
on. I'm about to tell that. So when something sad would happen, they would slow it down and be like, ding, 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 ding. You know, something died or whatever. But then when they would dance and do disco, they'd be like, ding, 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 ding. And they'd have like synthesizers in the back. They would use the Hulk theme song as the disco music.
Can we add this to the wedding playlist?
Robbie, check that. I know that is true for a fact.
I think you're right, but I think there was music that was not the theme.
I'm sure there was, but Bill Bixby definitely disco danced to the theme from the Hulk. That happened.
It's called The Lonely Man, by the way.
Anyway, the other thing is...
So I would see. I would think Robbie read comic books.
I did.
Yeah, we both read them, but very young. Like, we weren't into them even... At the end of elementary school, I wasn't into it.
I don't think I ever did.
Well, let's talk about Stanley.
One more thing about the Hulk. Mm-hmm. The TV show I did love. Of course, the great Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
So the Hulk was just a man that was just jacked. He wasn't like the real
Green.
Hulk in the comic books. He's like 8-9 feet mm-hmm. tall or whatever. This is just some jack guy. But they were only allowed to fight twice an episode.
Yes.
So it was just like the movie show Kung Fu. There was always a fight at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was always a fight to kind of resolve, but he only turned into the Hulk twice an episode.
That's enough.
The very beginning and the very end. Well, yeah, it was.
Well, it was a primetime show, and you had to keep the violence to a minimum.
How long? It felt like it was on for like 5 or 6 years, right?
I want to say it was on for like 5 seasons. That sounds.
It was
about right.
I loved it.
So, my earliest exposure to Stan Lee was I was a big Spider-Man fan, and Stan Lee used to narrate the show from the 60s. The old Spider-Man show with the theme, you know. Spider-Man?
Yep.
82 episodes, 78 to 82 for The Incredible Hulk.
Okay, yeah. So 5 years.
Yep.
He narrated that show, and I loved that show. Now, that show was on around the time I was born, so we were watching the reruns when we were growing up, but loved that show. And then we had the privilege of booking Stan Lee on the old Irresponsible Radio.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we pissed him off.
Yes.
He was supposed to be on the show when we were in Cancun, and we couldn't work it out because of the phone thing.
Sure.
It all got screwed up. So by the time we actually finally got him on, we were back in the studio, he was pissed off. And Joe won him over because, go ahead, Joe, you tell the rest.
Yeah,
of the story.
I do remember that. So he was doing something that wasn't funny. It was some book, and I can't remember what he does.
It was political figures like George Bush.
And he would caption it with something that maybe the fucking Hulk would say, right? I mean, it was that kind of cornball shit.
This is before the huge superhero
resurgence.
Movie resurgence.
Exactly.
Correct.
And I remember when I was a kid, I used to buy these stickers of monsters, and they were captioned. And he was the one that captioned them. And I remember one. It was of Dracula, and the slogan for V8 was "Sure doesn't taste like tomato juice," and he had a little word bubble coming out of Dracula's mouth saying "Sure doesn't taste like tomato juice." And I told him that I had this probably 35 years before. I reminded him of something that he wrote, and that's what made him love me.
Well, that's cool. That's a nice little moment. Well, I want somebody recommend a comic book that I should read
now.
Well, what do you mean, people? Adults read comic books all the time. They're written for adults.
They're called graphic novels now.
No, I mean, there's a whole... Really?
Well, meaning like Watchmen and The Walking Dead.
I'm saying...
Well, hear me out.
No.
Those are graphic novels, but they're comic books.
Right.
But they're like story comic books. But if you're talking about the, you know, the old like 20-pager...
I don't think those are for kids.
I don't know any adults who are... I don't know any adults who are reading those.
Really? I'd probably name 100.
How about give me one that we know?
Jimmy Merritt, Tommy Simbazo.
Do you think Tommy's reading comic books now?
Yes.
You think he goes out, buys comic books, and reads them? I don't think he does.
Yeah, I'll bet he is, too.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Call him, Robbie.
I'll call him right now.
Well, hold on. Robbie's going to call him on Skype. Call him, and I'd like to know that.
I think he is. I never know which order to read the captions in.
I might lose you,
Marcus. The comic books.
Right to left, top to bottom?
I always get confused.
What are you, retarded?
No, I never make sense, and I just give up.
Oh, you mean you know to read them, but then the order that you're supposed to read them in, you're not following the story,
yes.
So you just like forget it?
Yes. So I always try, and then I'm like, you know what? This is not worth it.
Man, I've never heard of that struggle before.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't read emojis either. I don't know what they are, so I don't do well with the pictures and trying to identify things.
You know, there are a couple emojis that I use, and I know what they mean, but I can't tell you. Here we go.
You just seen them in context.
I wonder if he'll pick up a number he doesn't recognize. What is that? Is that you dialing, Robbie? Oh, I thought that was a ringer. Here we go.
I see people on Facebook all the time talking about comic books.
But aren't they talking about historic comic books?
No, no. They're talking about new shit, new storylines. We're calling Tommy Simbazo. Comedian. Die Laughing Productions, superstar.
All right, when he doesn't pick up, Robbie, call Eric Woodworth.
Hi, reached the phone of Tommy Lear, otherwise known as Tommy Simbazo.
Oh, all right, boy. Okay. Let's not do this whole thing.
All right, call
on,
Eric.
I love that bit. Yes.
Call Eric while we're talking.
I know it's your favorite bit.
But anyway, yes, Stanley, I remember reading an article about him on an in-flight magazine. And I remember being like, oh, my God, he's like 92 years old. I think that was me and you, right, Katie? We saw that article about him. Like, how much longer can he live?
I think he was 95.
He was 95 when he died, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Katie and I have been dating a long time.
Now we're calling Eric Woodworth.
See who's reading comic books.
Tommy's had to call him back.
Hello.
Hey.
Eric, it's Rob and Joe. Rob and Joe Show.
You're on live.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, when's the last time you read a comic book?
I read a comic book.
That's right.
I guess Sunday. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
God, what did you read?
I was reading a little bit of the Marvel Star Wars Darth Vader series. Very good. Very high. Very good.
Do you go to the 7-Eleven rack and buy them? Where do you get a comic book?
Well, I like to go to, I either order them online, or I usually like to go to the Cosmic Comics, which is in Catonsville. That's my nice little hangout spot over there.
Do they know you there? Like in Big Bang Theory?
See some of the stuff.
Do they know who you are when you walk in?
No, I don't think I frequent there enough, and I don't like to talk to anyone there at all. In fact, I don't want them to know who I am in any way, shape, or form. I bring cash only, so they won't know my name.
Eric, Joe is telling me he doesn't think that adults read comic books, and I said I could name him 100, and then I named Tommy, you, Jimmy Merritt, and he said no to all but Merritt.
Tommy,
well,
asked
go call
him,
Tommy and see what he says. Well,
I think we know if you're reading them, he's definitely reading
them. Hold
on,
Katie texted Tommy. What did he say?
Tommy says, every now and then I do, but not really. I don't go every week, but I get new ones, and I try to read them from time to time.
That's still, okay. That's, I'll
so
give it to you.
That's a yes.
By the way, you know, Eric and I went to see Tenacious D. I forgot even to mention this on Wednesday.
Let's talk about that.
Let me tell you something.
And it was a 10 out of 10 concert.
You
man,
know,
it was good.
I don't want to, it's, I don't want to be hyperbole, but I'll see how Eric feels about it.
We just said 10 out of 10.
But I don't know that I ever had a better time at a concert. I've probably seen 100 concerts. Because here's the thing. Let's say, although I had a really good time when we saw Prince.
Yes. We weren't together, though.
Because he played all just hits. Mm. You know what I mean? Because of the reason that he was there. But most of the time when you go see a band, you got to wade through their new shit. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, when are they going to play Fly Like an Eagle or whatever the fuck we're there for?
Yeah.
Tenacious D, first of all, I know every song. But even the songs we didn't know, they showed this fucking video, and it was Eric, how fucking hilarious was that?
So, yeah, they opened the show with something. It's actually a movie. You can watch this movie. It's like an hour long. You watch it on YouTube. It's called Post Apocalypto. And I went back to go find it after the show. It is fucking hilarious. It's a hand-drawn cartoon by Jack Black and Kyle Gass. And I went in knowing nothing about it and laughing my fucking ass off the whole time. God, it was so good.
Post-Apocalypto is also the name of the new album.
It's so great. Hey, one thing okay, true or false, I'm walking to the venue, the Anthem. Is it called Anthem or The Anthem? Doesn't matter. We're walking there. I know I'm going to meet Eric there. Eric's going to be there. I've been texting him. Do I or do I not see Jeremy Woodworth, his brother, standing by himself trying to work one of those scooters so he can scooter down to the thing because he doesn't want to walk?
You do.
That does happen, yes.
Eric, you also saw Gwar. Did you have more fun with Joe at D or with Tommy at Gwar?
So, all right, so Gwar, this is a completely different show down at Baltimore Soundstage. And I went with one Tommy Cimbazzo. And I had never actually seen Gwar live, though I had listened to them for years and years. It was a different kind of show, a different kind of energy. I was much dirtier. It was a different, let's put it like this, it was a different kind of fun, but not as good as the Tenacious D show, no.
What's going on in your marriage that you do? You just don't go home.
He's able to. You've been in. You posted about this. You thanked your wife Erica because you went to Vegas. You went to two concerts. You went to something else. I think in there.
Has she said we need to talk? Has that happened?
Well, I just kind of prepped her. This week ended up being pretty nuts, and it was all things that I wanted to do. And granted, my wife was supposed to come and do these things with me. So she was supposed to come to Vegas, and she backed out. She was also supposed to come to, actually she backed out. What she did is she had a bunch of, she was out of town a bunch of weeks earlier for work. So she really just couldn't take the time off. But she was on board to go and do Tenacious D and go and do this.
Maybe it's so, Joe Robinson she doesn't like.
Yeah, well, she nobody likes Joe. I mean, that's,
by
that
the way, question, that's not true. But, she's a fan of the Rob and Joe show.
That's true.
Yeah.
She is.
So much so that she knows if we say her name. So we have to call her Erica Woodworth.
Yes. Big fan.
Yes.
Hey, Eric, I will see you tomorrow night.
She was very nice to me, and she let me go to all these things, and I love her to death. Thank you, honey.
I will see you at Nottingham's Tuesday night. I'm going to stop by.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yeah. You going to hop up there and do some time? Make some yuck-yucks?
I'm going to hop up there. I have a new immigration joke that bombed last night.
Tell it to Eric. See what he thinks.
Well, I was trying to make this point about immigration that, look, I just don't want any more people here. Like who's like thinking, man, I wish this line was longer. Boy, I wish there was more cars on this road. And I'm like, you know, I realized in America we were like, you know, give us your tired, your poor, your weak, your huddled masses. But like we were a startup then. Like we were hiring. And now we're overstaffed. It's like Facebook. When you first got on Facebook, you would accept anybody. And now you're like, no, thank you. I'm blocking people. I want a wall around my Facebook wall. I think we should we should accept immigrants like we accept Facebook friends. Like, how many mutual friends do we have? Oh, 227. Welcome to America, Osama bin Laden Jr. That's basically the
gist. What do you think? I like it.
I like it, man. I like the premise. I think you got something.
Yeah.
There, you know what I mean? Like, I think it would be fun if we just had America where it worked like the pool system, where every once in a while we just get a couple of months for Adult Swim. And then, you know, just...
What is that, like a whites only joke?
For a little bit.
I gotcha. Only white-blooded Americans. I understand. I hear what you're laying down there, Eric. Yeah.
Eric turned it in a weird direction.
You see what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
The advancement of the white race, what we're all working towards, guys.
thank you, Eric. Go back to reading comics, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Later.
Later.
Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. We will be right back.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded Sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife. Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Welcome back. Let's wrap this up. I mentioned that show that I did this. I worked out this immigration joke. It was at a yacht club. I say that only in my name. It's, you know, basically a bunch of white.
And they felt like if they laughed, it would mean they were piling on?
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, I just threw it in there. I don't know how to tell it yet. It wasn't like I didn't expect it to destroy, but it did seem to get a little bit of a weird, like maybe because I was going from just talking about you know, sex, stupid shit. Now, there's a real topic I've thrown in. But I also, I had a line with Violet Gray, which I thought was hilarious. And she, he, if you know who, doesn't matter, gave me, I thought, nothing. She said, yeah, I've been doing comedy at board game conventions. And I'm like, my opening joke would be, I don't have any board game jokes. Sorry.
Oh, I don't like right. that one.
And then he said, she said, damn it, that that's, you'd have, that's, you need to go to a deeper cut because you would get booed just for having a reference that obvious at a board game convention.
It's weird. When we went to see the shit movie Bohemian Rhapsody, I said, Bohemian Rhapsody, more like Bohemian Rhapsodon't. Now I was just fucking with Katie.
That, yeah.
Well, I was just screwing with Katie. And then Katie goes, no, no, no. It's not Bohemian Rhapsody, more like Bohemian Sucksody, right? Okay. So
that's better.
That, yes, that was better, right? And then,
or we will not rock you.
And then I said, hey, don't be adding more. Sorry. So then I came home and I said to my son, I said, which one's better? And he goes, how about Bohemian Rhapsody, more like Bohemian Crapsody?
Yes.
So I had the worst one.
You did.
But I went ahead and I tweeted all three of them just to try to make sure that people knew I appreciated their input.
But that would be your review. We will not rock you. That would be the tagline for your review of Bohemian Crapsody.
I am going to definitely give Mara, our the Rob and Joe Show film critic. She also works for Us Weekly. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's probably a
I'm
going
to give her a little bit of crap next time we talk to her for just even just giving it such a even lukewarm pass. It's just such a bad movie. I need to ask her how she got there and if she'll watch it again and reevaluate.
You know, I'm curious of what the other movie critic that we talk about on our show, one J.L. Covan, what he thinks.
I'll bet he hates it.
Yeah, I would think that you guys would be a similar line in that kind of a movie, I would imagine. J.L., the Righteous Prick podcast, a podcast that we listen to, he claims that that last week was his final episode. No pain, no gain. He couldn't get the great Mike Payne as his guest. Therefore, hence the title, No Pain, No Gain. He's saying that it's over. It's done. No more. And the podcast is, you know, you do it from your home. So it's like, it's the easiest thing to keep doing.
And he also doesn't have a partner. So he just, whenever he wants to flip on his mic and talk about Trump, maybe that was it. Enough. Although he didn't stop his Trump podcast, did he?
No, but he's feeling like that. He's tired of that, too.
Well,
he's
got to
keep it going.
I'm tired of that, too.
Well, he's got to at least make it to the end of if he gets elected again, then that's another story. But at least to the end of this term. At this point, you're halfway through.
Here's the deal.
You got to go. But I
I can't have him get elected again for many reasons, but mainly because, you know, I don't want JL, his head to explode.
Oh, my God. He will. Yes.
I can be his co-host, and then we can compete with you guys.
All right. I'll give him a call. Let him know you're available.
Yeah, the JL and KP show. The thing is that JL used to be basically, like, for example, let's say that he loved Bohemian Rhapsody. He would have you on and you would debate it. Or if he, like, you hated it, he would have someone on, which I would imagine would be easy to find, that did like it. And then they'd go back and forth. He should just start having Trump supporters on.
Yeah, but it's hard to find Trump supporters.
True. They don't want to admit it.
People won't. Yeah, you can't. You told me, and I thought it was on the air, but I think it was off the air, that you couldn't. You were worried I was going to tell people I like Jordan Peterson.
Yeah,
you're not even allowed to say that.
It. Beep that out, Robbie.
You're not even allowed to say that. It's just a clinical psychologist. You're not allowed to like him.
But the question is, do you think JL? I believe that he's serious, but is he really done?
Well,
I think JL's demonstrated that he cannot control himself, and he will be back on that mic, lickety split.
But not lickety split.
Not
he's
done
like, can't control
year.
Himself. What? Hold on. What do you mean he can't control himself?
He cannot stop the Trump stuff. And you know, at some point it gets boring, right?
But he also can't stop shitting on his comedy career and the pains of that. And
didn't he kind of stop doing that and go on to the Trump thing?
No, he does. He does.
He does both.
He's multi-talented complainer.
He
I like that.
Complains about his comedy career.
Yeah.
He shits on Trump. He talks about a movie, and then that's the end of the show.
I like it. It's a good formula.
It's a winning format. He can't stop.
Well, I think he's done for the year, but I'm sure something will happen comedy-wise.
I say he comes back before the end of the year.
Oh, really? See, that's hard to do because you're going to be busier. It's All right.
Now, be end of the year. There's only 6 weeks left in the year. You know what I just noticed Robbie did, by the way, when I looked at our Patreon, which it bugs me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
There are things that we...
I'm surprised you saw that.
Oh, boy.
There are things that we say in the show that are like super things that I don't want anybody to know that it exists.
Correct.
But Robbie puts the names of people... He puts the names of people...
Bad.
That lets people know that the subject matter in there is specifically about things
He's
that I
He's tagging
do.
Them so yes. they'll find it.
Nobody can see that except for the Patreons, Joe.
I'm not a Patreon and I can see it.
You know. I always double check that when I go to a separate browser and check the Patreon, it just blocks everything.
Hold on, I'm going in there. Rob and Joe show Patreon. Here
now,
we go.
Now, Robbie, you acted like Joe was going to mention something else. Is there
yeah,
something
what's
else
the other
you
thing?
Did?
What are you talking about?
Hey,
boom, look, boom. Look, there it is. Okay?
Those ones on the left-hand side you're talking about?
So see this? I don't want that, right? So then he's going to know we talked about him. He listens to him.
Yes.
Right? Hey, I don't want that. See what I'm saying?
I don't know who you're pointing to, Jeff.
Robbie, all you got to do is look at the screen. I have the finger on it. So I have this, which, look.
Can't see the finger, Joe.
You can't see this right here?
I cannot see this cursor.
All right. Well, look right there under October 20th and see whose name you might see on there that I might not want them
yeah,
to know I was talking
up.
About them. You don't see that would be an issue. You don't see you don't follow that.
Oh.
Look at this. Do you see this? Do you think that might be a problem?
Okay. I didn't know that showed up like that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I do see what you're saying
now. Wow, Robbie is Joe's right.
Look. And that's somebody I went to high school with. Yeah. God, that's so weird to have that in there. Yeah. That's
good job.
Hey, look
Robbie.
At this.
Oh my
How
God,
about
my
that?
Dad.
That's the N-word.
No. How about that? Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, we don't want that one. Yeah, definitely.
Dude, you can't have my dad up there.
That's the least of my worries.
Well, I didn't know anybody could see that except for the people who were listening to the show.
I know, but...
Well, you probably can make our profile private unless you have to... I don't know.
I'll look into that.
Look into that.
I can just get rid of them, but...
Yeah. Well, now that everyone's going to be looking
at
it.
Yeah,
now
really
bad,
it. Really
I'm taking this
on
out
there.
Of the show, Joe.
Yeah, you got to take this out of the show, actually. It's a good point.
No, you can leave it in if you fix it.
Well, no, but we don't want people snooping.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, did you see above that one?
Yeah.
Chat room guys are already in there.
Chat's on it. All right. We are screwed.
Yeah, no, I said that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I said all that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that I had pointed out because you were adamant that songs were 99 cents, and I put the graphic that shows they're $1.29.
No, I didn't see that. Okay. I didn't see that.
That's what I thought you were going to mention.
No, that's nothing.
I'll be in Portland, Oregon. My first time ever in Oregon or Portland. So that's exciting. A new part of the country. Well, I've been to Seattle, but this is with Koechner this Thursday to Sunday.
And I will be with the great Katie Push, among others, on Saturday at Amp by Strathmore in Bethesda.
Yeah. It's Robinson Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah.
What?
That's right. We're having Thanksgiving early
Saturday.
That's right.
Turn
what
up.
Why
there was scheduling issues and so we're having that.
Certain family members are traveling.
Okay. What? All right, have fun. Happy
Thanks.
Thanksgiving. Then you're gonna go do a Michael Jackson murder mystery.
That's right.
All right, go to
I have something to push.
Go ahead, Marcus.
First two weekends in December, I will be starring in the radio play of The Regifters with the Essex Community Players.
Look at you, Marcus.
What is that?
Where can we hear that?
What's a radio play?
You know what a radio play is.
Like
the
Shadow from the
20s
or whatever?
There's microphones on the stage, and we present it like we're doing a radio play. So there's going to be a Foley artist on stage with us while we, the actors, are reading the dialogue and having some minor interaction with each other.
Oh, so we can't actually hear it on the radio. We'd have to be there for the live performance.
You'd have to be there to see it. Yeah, it's a live performance.
We'll fly right up there.
Come on up.
Also, 3 weeks until Joe Robinson's 50th birthday.
That's true.
So maybe you should start planning some type of 50th birthday celebration show.
That's a good idea. So what is it, the 30th of November or the 1st?
December 2nd.
December 2nd is his birthday.
Whoops. Okay.
That would be
I have a friend
Sunday.
Who's an undertaker. We can have him guest.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those conversations. Tommy Cimbazzo said on a text chain today that he was excited about when Katie had to change my colostomy bag.
Yeah, I'm sure Katie is excited as well.
No, I won't be doing that. Yeah. That'll be a nurse.
You have to take care of me. Well, then you got to get me a nurse.
This is for better or for worse,
get you a nurse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're going to take care of me when I get old, because I'm going to be old when you're not that old.
Get a
at
hot.
At what age?
I need a commitment.
Okay, but at what age is it okay that I start dating other people if you're still alive but you're so out of it?
No, that's a good point. If I can't tell what's going on, feel free. But you got to take care of me. Don't get frustrated and put me in a home. All right, you got to take care.
I can't put you in a home.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because people will try to abuse me. Don't do that.
No, I'll put you in a nice home.
You can't live with me either.
What?
You and I will both be old.
You can live with one of the kids.
Stop. You have to take care of me.
She's going to date other guys while you're living with your son.
Listen, this is what you're signing up for. All right?
But you don't.
Come May 31st.
But I take care of you now.
Okay. You got to. Listen, there's going to be some ass wiping time in the future.
Okay, but then you need to start doing things more.
You mean like eating better, which I am? Exercising?
No, like helping me clean up after the boys and do that kind of stuff.
Yes, 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 of course.
Put in some cleaning time.
I just need some nudging, that's all.
Some cleaning capital.
I don't want to have to nudge you.
Well,
you're
sorry.
Not going to be able to nudge me when you're shitting yourself.
No,
what if it's a hot nurse?
I just hope that you remember all the good times and you take care of me, that's all.
Hire a hot guy nurse.
Guys, the wedding's 6 months away. Holy shit.
I know. It's not too late to get out of it.
Yeah.
Check that on the bonus show. The relationship's over. anyway, happy Thanksgiving to the Robinsons. But we'll be back next week to talk about your Thanksgiving and prepare for mine. End of the month, or coming in December, excuse me, December 8th at the Bright Box. Two shows, A Merry Murder Mystery. And then the 20th at the DC Improv, A Merry Murder Mystery again. And, of course, McGoobie's Joke House on the 23rd. DieLaughingProductions.com. Until next week, later. Rest in peace, Stanley.
Later.
Until next time, true believers, Excelsior!